afternoon, that'd be great.
Thank you every for day. Joining me every day. I'm every woman. Okay, thank you for joining me again. It is session number 5, okay, but we are working on strategy number 3, okay? So, I would like to do a recap of what has happened for members who were not present, and then we will get to work, as I tend to work before. So, is there anyone who wants to actually kind of summarize or talk about things that we've already seen in these workshops?
Stress management last week?
Yeah, do you remember anything that's happened?
You don't have a record of?
I do, I'm testing how much you remember.
How much stress management? Yeah, we were talking about work causes stress.
Yeah.
Being married causes stress. Mm-hmm. Having children causes stress. And the solution for that, mm-hmm. I think, going out, have some fun with the kids, with the wife. Bring her a couple of gifts. Sport releases the stress. And I don't want to talk about more between the couple what could release stress.
Okay, so what Imad has recapped was in the first session, we talked about stress that we control, versus stress that we cannot control. And then we talked about positive and healthy ways to cope with stress. So I think Imad was touching on social relationships, time for fun, time for relaxation. This was the general idea. So in that first session, we saw that it's not an issue of not knowing what to do and not knowing what stresses us out, because we know what causes stress and we know what we should do to deal with it. However, we noticed that in our lives, myself and members and staff and everybody alike, we're not always able to put those habits in effect. So then we said, okay, considering the things that we can control, how do we control them? So we've been looking at communication styles. So one thing we learned to do was to avoid the stressor. Now, who remembers how we avoid stressors? What is the important word that we have to say to things?
Well, you shouldn't like push yourself over the limit.
Right, you should have limits.
A moderate amount of work every day. But if you exceed the limit, and end up like Choshi in the hospital with cancer.
So if something is too much, Imad, if you know that you have a lot of things on your plate, and someone is trying to give you more.
There is always some extra energy in the body. You can use it, and when you go home and feed, you know, it's going to come back next day after you sleep.
If you exceed
the limit, you're going to be in some serious trouble.
Yeah, so I'm asking, how will you prevent over-exceeding? What is one key word that you can say today?
Here in Canada, okay, in winter, the snow, okay?
Yes.
You can't control the snow.
No.
So you're going to shovel every day. And that causes stress. So if not each member does the shoveling every day, like other member can have just got construction every day, it's a different number.
Right.
I know why some members are lazy.
Okay. I'm hearing you, Imad. You're saying that there's many responsibilities that we should be doing to manage the stress. For example, snow we can't control.
Winter, yeah.
We have to work to keep things maintained. What I want to bring your attention to is, let's say you were the person that is shoveling the snow every single day.
Yeah, that causes a lot of stress.
And at some point it becomes too much. And you need to avoid that stressor. I would like to encourage members to use the skill of saying no, using your assertiveness to say, I shovel the snow every day, and today it's just a bit too much for me, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Once a week.
Once a week is reasonable. So while we were looking at the communication styles, something that we were working on was using assertiveness and learning how to say no. So is there someone who can tell me the difference between an assertive response and an aggressive response?
An aggressive response
would be...
No. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And an assertive response would be, look, I seem to do it all the time. Is there someone else who can do it once in a while with me.
Yes, exactly. You got it. And so with the example that Leslie gave saying, no, I won't do it, versus, look, I do it all the time. Is there someone else who can do it? What would be a passive response?
Okay, I'll keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly. A passive response would be, you're not asserting yourself. You're not expressing your needs. You're not expressing how you feel. You're just going along with whatever is asked of you, which is one of the big contributors to stress we face in our daily lives. Okay, so we looked at what we can control, what we cannot control, and how to avoid those stressors by saying no and using our assertiveness. Then we moved on to another technique, which was altering the stressor. By altering the stressor, we looked at how we can reframe our thinking. So we looked at several negative thinking traps that all of us were guilty of participating in, and how we could positively reframe them. And the idea was that if we change the way we're looking at the situation, then we can begin to feel less stress, because we know that stress is an internalized response, and usually how we feel inside is what is stressing us out more than the actual events outside. So a discussion ensued, and after that discussion we realized these skills are not things that can be done overnight. They're things that you have to work long term at to build into our habits. So I was suggesting that we practice saying no to little things, like at opportunities at the clubhouse, where we know we're comfortable, we know that people are positive, we know we have support, that using these communication styles like assertiveness and like positive reframing, if we're comfortable doing it in a setting like this, we can extract it and use it in our daily lives also.
So I can say, Ruth, I'm not going to do those things anymore.
Yes, I hope you understand. Yes. Okay, so for this week, we are moving on to another tool that we can use. So this tool actually combines knowing what we can control, using our assertive responses, and reframing our thinking. And last week, there were some members who asked, well, okay, if we're keeping track of these thoughts and we're using them proactively, like we want to see where our thinking traps are, and I said, well, one thing you can do is record it in a journal. And it can be a reflective tool where at the end of your day or after a certain period of time, you can look back and see, okay, how was I thinking? What was it that stressed me out? And what will I do moving forward? So we're going to take a look at this. Okay, so I'm going to ask for some help from members. If there are people willing to read the slides for me, can
stress
I have
management.
A... Yeah.
Strategy number three, adapt to the stressor.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't change that stressor, change yourself. Well, how?
Mm-hmm.
You can adapt to stressor situations and regain your sense of control by changing your expectations and attitude.
Perfect. Thank you, Ima. So, like I gave a brief overview, these are some of the ways that it can be done. So, can someone read what's here?
Stress management strategy number three, adapt to the stressor. Reframe problems, look at the big picture, adjust your standards, and focus on the positive. Yeah, that sounds good. Focus on the positive.
Sounds good to
sounds
you?
Good.
Me too. Okay, so one way we can do this, I kind of gave a hint already, is by using a stress journal. Any ideas?
You can record things from meetings.
Record things, yeah. Leslie, I think I heard you saying you want to say something.
Yeah, because in the journal you could write down, first of all, what the stress is.
Yes.
What caused the stress.
Yes.
What was your reaction.
Yes.
And what are you, how are you going to approach it? You can use that for other times when, if you fill it in and write what your solution was, you can look back on that other times you have similar situation and see what your solution was and see if it fits. If not, you write a new entry and you put in a new problem with a new answer.
So this is exactly spot on, Leslie. 10 on 10, gold star. This is exactly the information. I think, Leslie, you might have hit, I think, 4 or 5 of the components that I'm going to mention. So you are exactly on point. So what Leslie is saying is that by looking at the stress journal and using the stress journal, you see your behaviors, you see the events that stress you out, you see how you respond to it, you see some of the solutions that you've used, and you know what can work for you. So let's do it. We are going to work together to create 2 stress journal entries. Does everyone have the scenarios in front of them? Here in the room, at least? So, as Leslie mentioned, a few of the categories on here, these are all of the categories that you would include in a journal entry. So, can I please have a member read the categories that are here?
Okay, date and time, stressful event, how happy you feel on a scale of 1 to 10, thoughts and feelings about event, cause of event, physical symptoms, how well you handled it, poor, so, good, or well.
Exactly. Thanks, Mark. All right, so we're going to read through 2 scenarios, and all together we're going to plug them into the stress journal entry. Scenario number 1. Iman, would you like to read this one?
You are cooking in the kitchen team for lunch at the house. Mark Anthony says that lunch will be 10 minutes late and asks you to announce to members. The water took a longer time than usual to boil. There are 12 portions to be served. You see 1 or 2 members coming to look at what's happening in the kitchen. Members are asking when lunch will be served. You feel guilty because people will be hungrier a little while longer. There's a tightness in your stomach. You tell Mark Anthony you do not want to make the announcement.
Okay, was that clear for everyone? Could everyone hear the scenario? Lena, did you get that?
Usually.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Announced.
So we are going to break apart this scenario and plug it into our stress journal entry. So I will need a volunteer, if possible, to record on the board. Thank you.
I think Leslie could do it. Oh,
So you're going to record whatever we say, okay, Iman?
Okay.
So members, in the first category, what is it asking for?
Date and time.
Date and time. So that's easy. We'll pretend it's today.
November 28th.
November 28th. And we know it was lunchtime, so we'll say...
12.
Excellent.
That's lunch.
On the same line, yeah. All right, so who can tell me what the stressful event in this scenario is?
Mark.
Mark is a person, not an event.
I'm just kidding.
Danielle, any idea?
I'm going to put down the phone now, okay?
Lunch is later.
Lunch is late.
Delay for lunch.
Yes.
Lunch delayed.
Perfect.
Lunch delayed.
And people asking all the time, when is it going to be ready? It just increases the amount of stress.
Yes. Iman, you can add that as well. People asking when it will be ready. Perfect. Now, how happy do you think the person in the scenario is feeling on a scale of 0 to 10? 10 is the happiest.
5.
5.
I don't get the
5.
Point.
5. We have Tony and Lena who both say 5.
5?
Yeah, 5 is good. Why might we say 5?
It's not a big deal. It's not a big burden. Most people can't do it.
So we're saying...
You're upset, but you're not... Oh.
Sorry, Imad says it's not as bad as shoveling the snow. Okay, Leslie, you were going to say?
I was just going to say, you're upset, but you can live with it. Yeah, I mean, you're basically right in the middle of everything.
Right. So I think altogether we're saying it's half-half. I'm somewhere in the middle. It's not the end of the world, but I'm not totally happy either. And you know what, members? This category will always be different. It can be different for each of us. That might have made me feel like, oh man, no way, I don't want to do this, and I might have said two. Or, really, for me, a person who talks a lot and I don't mind, I'd be like, oh, no stress, no stress. So I might say I'm an 8 or 9. Anyway, that one is up for members to decide. So what is this person's thoughts and feelings at this point?
Anger.
Anger, yes. Iman, could you put down anger, please?
So who's going to announce? Nobody's going to announce. How do you know what time it is?
Well, it doesn't mean nobody will announce, but that specific person is not comfortable announcing.
You mean that that's a stress?
For that person, yes. For that individual. So they decide to tell Mark Anthony, no, they're using their assertiveness. No, I don't want to make the announcement. Can you ask someone else? That's okay. So what other feelings?
Who wants to announce that?
Frustration.
Frustration.
Could you put frustration?
There is a feeling given in the scenario I will highlight. You see one or two members coming to look at what's happening in the kitchen. Members are asking when lunch will be served. You feel guilty because people will be hungrier a little while longer. What feeling was there?
Guilty.
Guilty, yes. Thank you, Lina. Can you add guilty, Imad, please? So these thoughts and feelings, what kind of thoughts can we say they might be having while they're...
Embarrassment. They're embarrassed.
Ooh, embarrassment's good also. You can
instead
put that...
Instead of guilty, you put...
You can put it along with guilty.
Guilty.
Yeah, because we can feel more than one thing, of course, at the same time. What about thoughts? What might this person be thinking? They may not necessarily be saying, but they might be thinking.
Unable to do.
I can't do it. Yeah, there's an idea. You can write that down.
Can't do
it. Yeah, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Any other thoughts that we want to add? They could be thinking of asking someone else, like Imad, who they know will be up for it.
You know, you can. They know I can.
Yeah. So you can add, ask someone else. All right, so what was the cause of the event? If you look back at your scenario.
Hunger.
Well, no, it's not because people are hungry that we're feeling stressed. Something happened along the way that put us in this situation. I've given it to you in the scenario. So Mark Anthony says that lunch will be 10 to 15 minutes late and asks you to announce to members. The water took a longer time than usual to boil. So members, what happened that made this event take place?
The water took more time to boil.
Yes, thank you, Tony. The water has taken a longer time to boil. Could you put that up there, Matt, please?
Yeah,
water took longer to boil. Now, for physical symptoms, is there someone who has identified in the scenario what the physical symptom was for this person?
Hunger?
You're anxious about getting it done?
Yes. How would this anxious feeling manifest physically?
Being not patient.
You might have a tightening in your stomach.
Excellent. Bingo. That is it, Lena. I've given it in the case. I said there is a tightness in your stomach. So, Iman, could you write that up there, please? There's other...
That's why I said hunger.
What are other ways that anxiety physically manifests itself? Any others? Yeah.
In this particular scenario or just in general?
In general.
Your tightening of your neck?
Mm-hmm.
A headache?
Feeling tense?
Yeah. So I just want to draw, like, in the case I gave tightness in the stomach, but obviously we feel anxiety in our bodies in many different ways whenever we're feeling stressed. So this was just an example. And now, last category, how well did you handle it? So was it poor, so-so, good, or well? What do members think about how this person handled the scenario? James, you have
an idea? From 1 to 10.
No, actually, I'm asking, did they handle it poorly? So-so? Okay? Good? Or, like, really well?
Poorly.
Who's going to decide?
Poorly.
You decide. Why do you say poorly?
Because it says, can't do it. Mm-hmm. Guilty, frustration, anger, ask somebody else. Those are thoughts and feelings.
I hear you. I hear your thinking. And I beg to differ. Is there another member who has another idea?
Well, it's more assertive to say, no thank you, I don't feel up to it, or whatever. So we're in the assertiveness game right now.
And yes!
I think that's what we should do.
Yes, 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 me too. So I would say that even though they have these negative feelings, they've actually handled the situation good or quite well, because they use their assertiveness to say, oh, you know, Mark Anthony, I'd rather not go announce this, so could you go ahead and ask someone else? So we say good. But Imad, you raise a good question of who decides, because you might be feeling, oh, I couldn't do it, so this wasn't the best situation, and now I'm feeling badly about that. And then you have Jade beside you saying, ah, great job, you said no. Wow. So you're right, it is a subjective thing. And in the category of how happy you feel and how well you handled it, those categories will both be left up to the person to decide. But I encourage us, you know, not to be too hard on ourselves. We're more successful than we think. All right, so breathe.
Should I try anything then?
You can put good or well.
Good or well.
Yeah. So we're going to let go of this scenario and move on to scenario number 2.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We will continue scenario number 2 in the next part, part 2 of Stress Management 5 episode. See you next time.
Hi, this is Jade, and you're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org. Stay tuned and keep listening.